Let's do this.
Woo!
Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
He is the man that gravity forgot, WWE superstar Neville. He'll be one of the participants in this Sunday's Money in the Bank ladder match at the Money in the Bank show, which is on the WWE Network. Been a heck of a few months for you, hasn't it, Neville?
Hello, Brian. Yes, quite a few months.
So what has the roller coaster ride been like for you over the last few months? Because you've grown up as a lifelong WWE fan, and now you're on the main roster.
Yeah, you know, it's been incredible, memorable few months for me. You know, certainly a period of my life that I'll always remember, and it's certainly been very exciting. And I've been trying to enjoy every minute, you know, kind of pinching myself along the way, but it's been very, very cool.
So obviously, you got that great response on Raw the day after WrestleMania when you made your debut there. What was that day like for you, and to go out there in front of those fans and get that response?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. You know, I was particularly excited to be able to debut that on the Raw the night after WrestleMania, because that's always, you know, a very special Raw with a very interesting audience. So it was a very busy, hectic day, but it was a really, you know, like I said, surreal experience for me, and it was great to be able to do it in front of, you know, that largely European style audience that do go to Raw that night after Mania.
So how far in advance did you know that you were going to be debuting that night? Like, did you already know for like a couple of weeks, or when did you find out you were getting the call up?
No. You don't find out with much notice. I think I heard rumors, and then I got it confirmed the day of when I actually arrived at the venue on Monday. So you don't get too much. I guess the plans, you know, they can change at any moment, so you don't find out till pretty much the last minute.
Who did you tell first?
You know, my family. I got in touch with my family and let them know to maybe tune in the role that night. You know, my girlfriend and my mom and dad back home and everybody. You know,
and it's such a special moment to be able to move up to the main roster. But you have been such a big part of NXT and helped develop that brand and have so many great matches there. Was it tough to leave NXT and that group behind and that brand overall?
You know, it is. Obviously, you know, you sign a contract with the WWE always with the, you know, the goals to be on Raw and to be on SmackDown. But you know, NXT was also a very special period of my life, and you know, I'm very, very proud of what we all did down in NXT. And now to see the brand that NXT is and is going to become, you know, in the near future, it was really bittersweet to move up. But you know, NXT is certainly a time in my life that I look back very, very fondly on.
So the entrance that you have now on the main roster, that's pretty spectacular. How did everything come about, and whose idea was it for the cape?
It was kind of a combination. I thought it was just bouncing a lot of ideas, both the character and the entrance. I roughly had the concept for the entrance, you know, like maybe a comet can, you know, descend from the skies, and it almost like the concept that I've come down in this comet and landed on a stage. And then we were just bouncing ideas, and it kind of got put together with the pyro and stuff. But I'm really happy with how it came off and how it is now. And the actual cape and the outfit was WWE Creative Service helping with that. They kind of designed the outfit, and you know, I was really pleased with it when I saw it. So they have a creative services department that have been doing a lot of the more modern characters outfits, and they helped me create mine. So I was very happy with it.
I think one of the great things too is we, you know, so many fans got to see your body of work, especially with NXT and the outstanding matches, and see you get integrated into the system and now see that on the main roster. And you've had such a big impact so quick in wrestling with, you know, so many different guys there. Did you think you'd have this big of an impact so quickly?
Honestly, no. I guess debuting, I didn't expect to get opportunities that I got so soon, you know, being able to be thrown in the mix of guys like Seth, guys you know, like Sheamus, Ziggler, like straight off the bat, you know, within weeks of debuting, those were huge chances for me and opportunities for me to show what I can do and what I'm capable of. So I certainly didn't expect that so soon. So you know, I'm very lucky and very happy that that happened.
You almost beat John Cena on Raw.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh? Just even to stand across the ring on Monday Night Raw from John Cena, you know, it's a pretty cool moment, to say the least. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, we got to see you talk a couple of times on Raw too. What's that experience been like now? Because it's so much different than like the live experience for NXT when you're at Full Sail in front of, you know, the 400 yep. fans or so, and then now you're in a building where there's thousands of people.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I've got a strong, very strong accent that, you know, a lot of people can't understand. So I don't think I'm naturally a promo guy, but you know, being in NXT and working with Dusty Rhodes, who's really helped me, you know, tenfold with my promo work and my speaking. So I feel like that really prepared me for doing that on Raw. And, you know, in essence, doing it on Raw is no different to doing it on, you know, NXT or an NXT live event or whatever, a Full Sail. So, you know, it's just about being prepared. And like I say, working with Dusty and NXT really, really prepared me for that, I feel.
I was going to say, what was the biggest thing that you learned from your experience with NXT? Because obviously you had already been, you know, in the business for about 10 years, and then you came to NXT and you were there for, what was it, about a couple of years? And what was the biggest thing that you took away from the NXT experience that got you ready for where you are now with the WWE?
Oh, so just so much, you know. In wrestling, every territory is different. And I've been working in Japan for 5 years, but at the point where I came to NXT, so it's very much adapting from the style I was used to in Japan to, you know, the American television style and the WWE style. So there was a lot to be learned, you know, regarding that and in the ring, and also, like I touched on before, the interviews and the showmanship side of it and the promos was something, you know, that I feel like I really made a lot of progress with. In NXT, so that's something that was also, you know, very important in preparing me for launch this month.
And plus, too, when you made that transition over to NXT, how much did it help that you had somebody like Robbie Brookside there, because kind of understanding, you know, your style a little bit more, and then, you know, helping transform it or help, you know, tweak it to where you are now, and having him be a trainer there with NXT.
And more than anything else, just being able to understand my accent and speak to Robbie. I can speak to Robbie as if I'm, you know, back home, and that's worth a lot when you're living thousands of miles from home. But no, Robbie's a very close personal friend of mine, and he's a fantastic coach. Mm-hmm. So I've learned a lot from just sitting under Robbie, and you know, he's definitely really helped my progress to NXT. You know, priceless experience.
So you have to talk to his typical Americans differently than you would with your friends who are back at home, right?
Oh, absolutely. I have to tone it down so much you wouldn't even realize.
So now that you're on the main roster, I've heard that. Has that taken away from some of your hockey time? Because I heard a rumor you're a pretty good hockey player.
I'm not sure I'd say pretty good. I certainly enjoyed playing hockey. But yeah, I've certainly had to cut back a little bit. You know, the schedule up there is... It's very intense, and we're very busy. We travel a lot, and we don't get home maybe as much as we'd like to. So you know, it's kind of a full time job up there, and you don't have much spare time to kind of pursue hobbies the likes of hockey. But you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. It's really cool, just really busy.
Last thing, with your high flying style, how crazy you think things are going to get on Sunday? Because you're in this Money in the Bank ladder match. You know, there's six other guys, and, you know, there's always high expectations from fans when it comes to the matches like this, because there have been so many great ones in the past.
Yeah, obviously, Brian, Sunday is another huge opportunity for me. You know, I'm certainly the least experienced in the match, certainly in this type of match. So you never know what might happen. You know, I'm certainly prepared to go to certain lengths to make a name for myself and to make an impact, and you never know what might happen. Maybe grab that contract. We'll have to wait and see on Sunday.
I want to see who's going to do something more spectacular when it comes to high-flying between you and Kofi.
Yeah. It'll be, if I was a betting man, I wouldn't like to see it. But it'll be, I'm sure it'll be an exciting match regardless of what happens.
Well, Money in the Bank's coming up this Sunday, June 14th. It's on the WWE Network, 8 p.m. Eastern. You've got the Money in the Bank contract ladder match, and then also one of the other main matches, Seth Rollins defending the WWE World Heavyweight Championship in a ladder match against Dean Ambrose, plus the rematch between John Cena and Kevin Owens. And, of course, Neville is going to be one of these seven participants in the Money in the Bank ladder match going for that contract to try to earn a future WWE Championship match. So, Neville, man, you're doing fantastic there. It's great to see, and keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Very much appreciate it, buddy.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.